free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June the 12th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the mother of all campaign lies. This is the biggest whopper I have ever heard. Now we've got Joe Biden out there saying, elect me president and we're going to cure cancer. I mean, of course. I mean, we used to laugh at politicians. They say they promise to do everything but cure cancer. Well, now they're promising to cure cancer. It's kind of like what Mark Twain said. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, these people want to cure the weather. They want to cure cancer. They think that if you get government big enough, you can do anything. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden calls it the program. He calls it a cancer moonshot. What is that going to be? Is that going to be getting a vaccine in your butt? Here, come get your cancer moonshot, courtesy of Joe Biden and his free, quote-unquote, health care. We're going to take a look at the lies being put out. Just absolutely phenomenal. I honestly think that Joe Biden is trying to put the Onion and Babylon Bee out of business. I mean, you can't get any more satirical than this. People take this guy seriously? Are you kidding me? And do we really take Joe Biden and these Democrats seriously when they talk about, well, we're going to come back, we're going to force you to pay for abortions? And not only that, but they're now attacking President Trump, who said healthcare professionals can opt out of performing an abortion if they have a conscience objective to it. Well, the Democrats don't want that kind of choice. No. As a matter of fact, the only choice that matters to them is if you choose to do what they say to do. If you want to know what the real cancer is in America, the cancer besetting us is really government. An out-of-control government that is metastasized into every aspect, every corner, every detail of our lives. Maybe he's going to do something like a UFO disclosure, except what he'll do is he'll disclose the fact, we had a cure for cancer all along. All you have to do is just take this worming medicine for $5 a week. We've had a couple of people, even NPR talked about that. So look at this, these medical researchers working for the government. The guy said, hey, you had rats who had given cancer to, and some of them got worms, so I gave them this worming medicine, it cured their cancer. But we're not really going to look into that because there's no money in that. And we're going to take a look at what's going on in Hong Kong as well, and why these people, for the most part, are not looking into that either. See, the issue is that just like curing disease is not a sustainable business model, and of course the bankers have told us that, Goldman Sachs told us that a year ago, curing disease is not a sustainable business model. And liberty and freedom and democratic elections, those are not sustainable business models either for the banks. And so you've got the corporate media pretty much taking a pass on what's going on in Hong Kong, and it is escalating. The violence there is escalating. It's kind of like what we saw with the yellow vests in France taking on Emmanuel Macron as he's trying to take away all economic freedom from those people because of an agenda of an overreaching centralized government in Brussels imposing their agenda on people, just as the Chinese communists seek to impose their political agenda on other people. They want to be able to extradite anybody that they disagree with. They've been very authoritarian and demanding curriculum. They've had massive riots about that type of thing before. The Hong Kong people have been free, freer than Americans, quite frankly. The Hong Kong people who are alive now know what it's like to live in a free country. Most Americans don't. And that's why they're fighting this. And it is across their society. The tyranny that we see unfolding today is revolting. And I have to ask you, why aren't you revolting? Why aren't you taking to the streets like the people in Hong Kong or the people in France? And I'm saying you have to burn issues. As a matter of fact, the people in Hong Kong are nonviolent for the most part here. So they're taking to the streets with their umbrellas to protect them from gas, taking refuge in very expensive malls because they know the police aren't going to crash that and trash that. It's kind of like what we saw in Catalonia, much more so than even what we saw in France. Also joining us today is Eric Peters. He's been censored now by YouTube. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, June the 12th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at probably the biggest campaign lie and exaggeration I've ever seen in my life, or you've ever seen in your life. Joe Biden says he's going to cure cancer. Well, we have a cancer in this country. It's coming out of Washington. It's this metastasizing cancer of controlling everything that everybody does, everything they say, everything that they think. Even Bill Maher has come out and said, you know, the political correctness is a cancer on progressivism. Well, he almost got it right. Political correctness is the expression of progressiveness. And both of those are a cancer on our society. And as we see President Trump, I don't know if the polls are correct or not. I mean, they rig polls all the time. They use push polls to push one agenda or to push one candidate or whatever. But most of the polls are showing President Trump behind most of the Democrats at this point. And again, the election is a long way away. As a matter of fact, this morning when I went in to get coffee in the break room, Fox News was on, and I didn't hear what they were saying, but the Chiron at the bottom said, the road to 2020. And I thought to myself, yeah, it is a long and winding road that we're going to be hearing for the next couple of years. Quite frankly, I'm getting pretty sick and tired of politics, especially because no matter who we elect, they destroy our freedoms. And again, I understand President Trump never ran on any principles of liberty, but he did run on some things that were vital and existential threats to this country. The fact that we're dissipating our blood and our treasure on useless regime change wars for the last 60 years, 70 years, I guess, since World War II ended. And we've gotten nothing for it. In my generation, as a matter of fact, I was just a little bit too young for Vietnam, but I had older siblings who had friends who went to Vietnam. I was very much aware of it. They ended the draft just before I would have had to sign up for it. And, I look at that and I look at the horrible things that happened to American soldiers. Was it more than 50,000 killed? Many of them still missing. The government left them behind. That was horrific. There were millions of Vietnamese that were killed because of that. I just saw a story recently, the testimony of, you remember the iconic Napalm Girl, that horrifying picture of a young girl running naked on fire from napalm. And now she's talking about the long road to recovery physically, but how the only thing that healed her from that spiritually was her connection with God. And so she's got a great testimony about that. And so, you know, we were doing that to human beings on the other side. I mean, yeah, it was horrific what happened to the soldiers who got drafted or volunteered to go to Vietnam. And for what? For what? It was started with a false flag. It was propagated so they could use it as a test bed for the military industrial complex McNamara and these people never had any intention of winning anything. They would win every battle, and then they would withdraw the troops and then have to go back and take it again later. They weren't interested in winning the war. They were just interested in testing out their weapons and testing, I guess, to see what we would put up with. And after the war, when McNamara went there, he said he met with the Vietnamese leaders. They pounded the desk and they said, "Don't you know anything about history? Don't you know that for 1,000 years we've fought the Chinese who have been trying to control us? There's no domino theory here. Yeah, we'll use them as allies against you if we have to. We're fighting for our independence." And now they're one of the most capitalist countries on the earth. But that's the history of American involvement. So President Trump appeared to be against that type of reckless policy from the military-industrial complex that was contrary to everything this country ever stood for, contrary to the rule of law, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to our best interest. And yet, he seems to be standing aside on all these, even when he says we're going to come back from this useless Afghanistan war. Says all the right things as a candidate, even says the right things as a president. They say we're not going to do it, and he stands down. He says we're going to come back from Syria. They say we're not going to do it. He stands down. He says we're going to use the military to protect the border. That was the other existential issue. Those two things. And they say, we're not going to do it. Not going to do it. And yet, they're now talking about whether or not there's a fight going on now as to whether or not they're going to increase the military budget by $20 billion or by $30 billion. But they won't use any of it at the border. We are looking at an Orwellian government. Remember, it was the ministry, I think they called, didn't he call it the Ministry of Peace, I think, or something, that the military in George Orwell's society? Well, we used to call, be honest about it, we used to call it the War Department, or the Department of War. Now we call it the Department of Defense. No, it really is the Department of War. We only use it to wage war on other countries, undeclared, by the way. We are at a state of war with everybody. Allegedly, under the authorization for the use of military force. That's the beard under which they do all of this stuff. And so we really do have a Department of War, but they call it a Department of Defense, but we can't defend our own border. We're not allowed to do that. We can't take even the increase that they're talking about adding to the defense budget. Can't use that same amount of money to build a wall. Even though it's recognized as an emergency, we can't do that. And so, if President Trump wants to take on Joe Biden, it would be a slam dunk if he were to address what people really understand is the true issue and something the government can do. The government can't cure cancer. As a matter of fact, there's probably already cures out there that they're withholding from us, just like they shut down adult stem cell regenerative treatment, using your own stem cells to regenerate your body. They just shut that down. You cannot have effective treatments. That's not a sustainable business model for the banks. They could probably just reveal what it is in a disclosure. Oh, by the way, but if you want to know where these people are, just take a look at Planned Parenthood. We're always told these people are pro-choice, right? Are they really pro-choice? No. Planned Parenthood is suing the Trump administration over the conscience rule. Planned Parenthood joined several other groups yesterday to sue the Trump administration over the conscience rule that would allow healthcare workers to refuse to conduct abortions due to religious or moral beliefs. They've got a religious or moral objection to ripping a baby apart limb by limb, literally limb by limb. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. I have a moral, an ethical, a religious problem with that. "Oh, no, no," say the Democrats. "We're pro-choice. We're going to force you to do that." See, they're not pro-choice about anything. Even when it comes to pharmaceutical drugs, they shut down the right to try laws. People said, "Hey, you know, we should, if we got a terminal situation, you want to talk about cancer, Joe? Talk about that. Talk about how your Democrat Party shut down terminally ill patients who wanted the right to try experimental drugs." And you guys said no. You say no to people's choices about how they want to educate or medicate their children. You say, "We've got a schedule here, and we've got certain vaccines, and we're going to mandate that you take those. We don't care about your choices. And if you want to try adult stem cells with using your own stem cells, we're not going to let you do that either. We're going to extend the FDA in ways. And of course, that was Trump's FDA that did that. But Democrats are right on board with that. Nevertheless, what did they get upset about? They got upset about the fact that Trump said we're not going to use baby flesh. The Democrats and the pharmaceutical companies want to use baby flesh to get stem cells and other things because they can patent baby flesh. They can say, we own that. You got to buy that from us. And we're going to set the price with our friends in the FDA. So pro-choice, are they pro-choice on anything? Absolutely not. They said no one should have to worry if they get the right care or information because of their provider's personal beliefs. So just put those doctors and nurses, just coerce them into slavery for your so-called pro-choice agenda. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Get the fish oil.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we had a couple of days ago, we had Joe Biden come out talking about how he wanted to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. Say, no, no, we're going to force you to pay for abortions. We're going to go back to tax-funded abortions, which means that my taxes are going to be used to kill babies. I don't agree with that. It's a violation of my conscience. But they've gone even further now. Yesterday, Planned Parenthood and several groups sued the Trump administration over the conscience rule, saying you're not going to hold a gun to the head of a doctor or nurse and force them to perform an abortion over their ethical, moral, religious convictions against ripping a baby to pieces. It's not enough for them to demand that they get to do it anywhere. It's not enough for them to demand that you pay for it. They're going to force people to actually perform the abortion. Let's go to the clip of Biden talking about tax-funded abortions just a few days ago. They just keep going every day, pushing this further. Video clip number 10.
Folks, before I begin my remarks, I want to address something that right up front. And I know you all know that the fact of the matter is that women's rights and women's health are under assault like we haven't seen in the last 50 years. And we've seen state after state, including Georgia, passing extreme laws in clear violation of constitutional rights protected, including Roe v. Wade. And some have gone so far in states to deny even any exceptions for circumstances that would involve the right of a woman to choose. And it's clear
unless that
these folks
woman is a
are going to stop
nurse
at nothing to get rid of Roe. And it's clear to me that we have to just be just as strong in defending it. I support Roe. I support a woman's right to choose under that constitutional guaranteed provision.
Actually,
and quite frankly,
Roe.
I always will. Folks, you know, and I'm going to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own personal decisions when it gets to her health care. I've also, so for many years, and let me say this before you start to clap or boo, is that for many years as U.S. Senator, I've supported the Hyde Amendment like many, many others have. Because
necessary
there
to
was sufficient monies and circumstances where women were able to exercise that right, women of color, poor women, women are not able to have access, and it was not under attack as it was then, as it is now. But circumstances have changed. I've been working through the final details of my health care plan, like others in this race.
They don't
race.
Support any liberty in
and,
any way, shape,
and I've been struggling with the problems that Hyde now presents. It's become clear to me that to get universal coverage and to provide for the full range of health services women need, which I plan to do with the continued expansion of Medicaid and a public option of a Medicare plan, in that environment where providers like Planned Parenthood are under unrelenting attack.
Okay, let's just hold it right there.
We have a certain,
you know, we've had corporations. We had Hobby Lobby go all the way to the Supreme Court and say, we don't want to be forced to pay for abortions in the name of Obamacare. And now they're going to say, well, you know, in the name of universal health care, we're going to force everybody with tax money, tax-funded abortions. We're going to force everybody to support it, even though the Supreme Court already ruled on that. See, the issue with the Democrats, as we see on every single issue, what you do, what you say, what you think, it's not enough to have a difference of opinion or a freedom of opinion. That was what the Hyde Amendment was about. The Hyde Amendment said, okay, so we're going to allow abortions here, but we're not going to force people to pay for it because that's what we would be doing if we have tax-funded abortions. So it's kind of like trying to draw the line down the middle. And we see the same thing with the LGBT lobby. They're not content to have what they do not be illegal, you know, to not be punished for it like there are many nations, mostly Muslim nations around the world. And President Trump, as part of the LGBT month, tried to offer a peace offering to them and said, look, we're proud of the fact that we don't criminalize sexual activity here in the United States, and I call on all nations to not criminalize sexual activity. Well, they don't want that. They don't want to have their choices be able to be exercised freely without being criminalized. They want to criminalize you if you don't worship them, if you don't celebrate them, if you don't fund them. You must bow to their agenda. You must fund and celebrate their practices. It's just not enough for them to do that. That is the essence and the intolerance and the political correctness that we see from the progressive left. They demand that you do what they want, that you say what they want, and only what they want. It's not enough for you to have a freedom of choice and for them to have a freedom of choice. No. They're not about freedom of choice in any way, shape, or form. Again, now, they have sued to make sure that they can compel doctors and nurses to perform abortions even if they don't want to. Eric Peters is going to be on our show later today, and he put this article up just today. He's just been hit by Google. He had a YouTube video up. I'll read you what he put up here. He said, I just discovered this morning that the short video I made the other day discussing the absence of the latest safety features in the 2019 VW Beetle I test drove recently has been pulled. They called it dangerous and derogatory content. What did he do? I mean, did he make some kind of comment about the Volkswagen Beetle's sexual identity? Did he make fun of its appearance? I mean, people have been making fun of the VW Bug's appearance since it came out, and Hitler was riding around in it back in the 1930s. No, it wasn't about any of that. As a matter of fact, he was complimenting it. He was saying, look, it's great that this doesn't have the latest pushy parenting nudging assistance technology, such as lane keep assist or steering assist. And so he was actually complimentary to it. He says, this is great. Get one of these while you still can. Well, last cars you can get without all that garbage, expensive, troublesome garbage is going to break in the future possibly, but it's also going to interfere with your driving. I mean, do I really want to have a situation when I've got to make an emergency movement and the car says, oh, you're crossing the line, I'm going to push you back the other way? I don't want that. Eric doesn't want that either. And he points out, he says, speech is not action. Hurt feelings aren't the same as hurting someone, but hurting someone because someone's feelings have been hurt is hurting someone. See, these people hate us. They label us as hateful. They use that to ban our content because we must do everything and have the same opinions that they do. No tolerance for that. He said their feelings, of course, are arbitrary. The feelings of the left, hatred for straight white men, for instance, or hatred of the orange man, those are sacrosanct. And it's okay, you can even be the Virginia governor, you can be Coon Man, or you can play Al Jolson, and you can remain governor, no problem. But hey, if you're on the other side of the political spectrum, or you don't like ripping babies apart, that's not going to be allowed. We'll ban your content.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, Eric Peters is going to be joining us in the next hour. He writes about mobility. He writes about liberty. And as part of that, he writes about the, what he calls the fatwaing of safety technology by Uncle Sam, and how they dictate very expensive safety equipment that in many cases is counterproductive. And he has a right to say that. But because he's saying that, I mean, he's not directing this hatred at any group of people, at any sexual orientation or any race or any religion, except for the religion that we all have to be kept safe all the time by the government, I guess. And that's what Google objects to. He says he has been singled out in the past by Google, labeled dangerous and derogatory because he explained why engines were being downsized and heavily turbocharged to make up for the power loss to their downsizing. And he talked about the CAFE compliance, the corporate average fuel economy compliance, just in terms of, hey, it's sad what's happening to our engines because of EPA mandates, the corporate average fuel economy and so forth, and how it's applied differently to cars versus SUVs and trucks, skewing people in that particular direction. So they said that's dangerous and derogatory. And They came after him for that. Now, YouTube, for the first time, has shut down a video where he was talking about, hey, look, this is great. Get them while you can. They're getting ready to pull the Volkswagen Beetles off of the market, but right now you can still get one. And they don't have, they're not loaded up with all this latest safety technology that you really don't want that can be counterproductive. That was his point. And now YouTube has labeled that dangerous and derogatory. He says, because I disagree with the various sacred orthodoxies of the left and of the establishment and of the government. And remember, these people are partners with the government to push an agenda. That's why the government is not going to protect you from them with any trust regulation. Absolutely not going to do it. They've been enabled. They've been promoted. They've been funded by various government agencies and the deep state to do this very thing. They're not about to pull them back. So because he said, I disagree with various sacred orthodoxies, I dare to think and to state that government fatwaying of MPG standards is a disagreeable thing in an ostensibly free country. And I maintain the safety cult is a very bad thing indeed. He says, I know that I will be taken down again in the future by YouTube. And just remember, it was just a few days ago, YouTube with its rules, those terms of service that are constantly evolving and changing. You know, somebody can pay for promoting their channel. They can put a lot of energy and effort for years into promoting their channel, and then YouTube just decides they're going to change the terms of service, and boom, you're out of there. Now they've said, we're going to expand our rules for objectionable material, and I guess that extends to anybody talking about or talking back to the government about safety mandates on cars, or about the kind of engines they're going to mandate and shove down our throats, or about who they're going to subsidize to get that type of thing in. I guess we've now extended it to that. Bill Maurer was right. He said political correctness is a cancer. But it's not a cancer on society, he said. It's a cancer on what he loves, progressivism. No, progressivism uses political correctness. It is cultural Marxism. That's what progressives want. They want Marxism. He was on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and he said, a lot of this far-left political correctness is a cancer on progressivism. When you talk to Trump supporters, said Bill Maurer, they're not blind to his myriad of flaws, but one thing they always say is, he's not politically correct. And, of course, that was the title of Bill Maurer's previous program, Politically Incorrect. He says, I don't think you can overestimate how much people have been choking on political correctness and how much they hate it. We know exactly what these people are up to. We know what their end game is. And we are not going to accept this bit in our mouths as they determine that they're going to bridle us and turn our head to the left. It is a tactic of the left. And I'm just, the thing I'm most amazed at is not that Bill Maurer would say that. It's a cancer. But that he wouldn't realize that it is endemic to the attitude of the left. They always know better than you about everything. And they always have the right way. And they're going to make sure that you do that. And so why wouldn't that extend to our speech and to our thoughts, as well as to our actions that they're going to force us to do? They don't support liberty in any way, shape, or form. They're always about safety. Safety and liberty are antithetical to each other. I want the Wild West. Give me the Wild West any day. It wasn't that wild. And so we go back again to Governor Greg Abbott. Yesterday I talked about the fact that he did. He's been on a roll lately. He shut down red light traffic cameras statewide. He signed a bill to protect Chick-fil-A from attacks of the progressive left, deciding that they're not going to be allowed to do business. Why? Because of the crime of contributing money to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the Salvation Army. Those are now hate organizations, according to the left. The Salvation Army and the Association of Christian Athletes. Those are hate organizations. Why? Because they define marriage as between a man and a woman. That makes them a hate organization. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center said about the Family Research Council. And they got a guy to show up there with a gun to shoot people because the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled them as a hate organization. And now you've got all these different government organizations around the country, all these little petty bureaucrats. San Antonio, of course, the first place it happened, said, we're not going to let Chick-fil-A do business in our airport because we don't like their policies. They're not LGBT worshiping. That's right. They don't worship LGBT. They don't throw people out of their restaurant, though. But see, they don't want tolerance. They don't want equality. They want superiority. They want to dictate what you do. Most intolerant people you could ever see. So now Governor Abbott has signed that, and now he's on another roll. I mean, you look at this stuff, and on the surface, you look at it and you say, okay, we're not going to have red light cameras. We're not going to have little city bureaucrats shutting down businesses because they support traditional marriage. We're not going to have the cops shutting down lemonade stands. I mean, this is how basic it's gotten. You have to have a governor like Governor Abbott come in and say, stop this craziness of the left. And yesterday, I talked about how he had signed a bill saying we're going to have free speech on college campuses. You're not going to shut down free speech on college campuses. You got to have the governor come in and do that. And now he's got another one, the lemonade stand law. And let me tell you, there are a lot of parallels to this, more than you can imagine, to the censorship on social media. And as I said yesterday, if the governor is going to come down and say, you're not going to censor people in the public square of the university, this governor, Governor Abbott, you need to become a national, international hero, and you can do it by taking action, by doing something that President Trump and the Republicans in Washington, D.C. will not do, and that is take a stand and protect our free speech in the public square, just as you did on universities. We've had Texas and other states take on Amazon and say, we want to protect local brick and mortar businesses who have to pay sales taxes. And so we're going to take away this advantage that Amazon has. But of course, they also had their own vested interest in it. They wanted the money. They wanted the sales tax money. But they took on Amazon. They said, no, you're going to collect the taxes for us when you sell something to somebody in Texas. And they did that long before the Supreme Court gave its blessing to that. And governors like Governor Abbott could protect our free speech, just like he protected free speech on the university campuses, just like he's protecting free speech at the lemonade stand. And I'm going to show you some amazing parallels in this lemonade stand case that caused this law to be listed. It's amazing how close it is to what we see, the arguments and the hatred that we see voiced against people in social media censorship. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Ultimate Female, Ultimate Force, Female Force, and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Lemonade stands. Lemonade stands. Yeah, it's gotten that bad. We had to have Governor Abbott sign a law to protect kids from being harassed by the police if they've got a lemonade stand. And here is the particular case. Abbott called it a common sense law that had to be passed so the police would not shut down children's lemonade stands. The bill was introduced by Fort Worth Republican, State Representative Matt Krause. It proposed the sale of lemonade and other non-alcoholic beverages, listen to this, on private property and in public parks, because that is the public square, folks, would be allowed. And it would also prevent homeowner associations from drafting rules that would prevent neighborhood lemonade stands. Think about that. Homeowner associations, another form of tyranny. But, of course, you hear the people on the left will say, oh, yeah, but you signed up for that homeowners association. And, of course, they've got their rules, and they can change their rules and their terms of service at will. And then they can take away your rights. No problem with that, they have, right? And, of course, it's very much a parallel to what we see with the big social media companies who are running a digital public square. They say that, but then they say they will make the rules. They will determine whether or not you are breaking those rules. As a matter of fact, we've now got WhatsApp saying, if we determine you've broken the rules, and we may use artificial intelligence and algorithms to decide that, and if there are algorithms decide that you have broken the rules, then these multi-billion dollar companies will file a lawsuit against you. And it doesn't even have to be conduct that was done on their website. It could be off-site conduct. Think about this. Right, who is going to step up to the plate and protect us from this kind of hate, this kind of intolerance, this kind of robber baron bullying that we've got? I mean, this, you got to go back to the robber barons post-Civil War. The railroads to find this kind of bullying of individuals. And even then, it wasn't anywhere close to this. They're going to sue you for conduct that doesn't happen on their platform as determined by their robots and their algorithms? Are you serious? You want to be sued by a corporation that's got unlimited assets because they can sell stock on Wall Street? I mean, just go back and take a look at Blockbuster Video, for example. They operated for 20 plus years in the red every year because there's always a greater fool on the stock exchange who will fund them. So these people never run out of money. They're almost in a situation like the U.S. government is, where they can just print it. They just go issue publicly traded stock. We need the government to protect us. Washington is not going to do it. Washington is where the people are that are partnering with the people in California who want to control, monitor everything that you do, tax everything that you do, keep an eye on you. They've got a partnership. Washington is in partnership with Silicon Valley. You're a fool if you think that the Democrats or the Republicans or President Trump is going to do anything to stop this. They're not. It's going to have to be done by somebody like Greg Abbott, Texas governor. It's going to have to be done. You can do it at your local level. Get a sheriff who'll stand up to these people. And so as they look at this particular case in East Texas, take a look at these little kids here. 2015, here are 4 years later, Zoe and Andrea Green set up a lemonade stand so they could raise money to go to Splash Kingdom for a day with their dad, two little girls. However, a code enforcement officer said they would have to have a permit to sell lemonade and shut them down. Well, the mother wasn't happy about that. And so the mother spoke out about that. And guess what the little statists in her neighborhood accused her of? Here's another parallel. Wait for it. Here it is. She brought hatred to the community. So for speaking out against the authoritarian actions of the police in terms of shutting down these two little girls with their lemonade stand on their own property so they could raise money to go to Splash Kingdom or Mountain or whatever with their dad, because she said, that's outrageous. Oh, you're bringing hate to the community. Just like these people at Google and Facebook and Twitter, shutting them down for that. And so the governor says, no, you're not going to do that. Just like the governor says, we're not going to let these social justice warriors, the radical left progressives on college campus, shut down people's speech either. Governor Abbott, you could solve this problem and you could transcend Washington, because quite frankly, Washington is broken. Washington is the cancer. One more story, I think, that illustrates the hypocrisy of the left here. Because I was just talking about how Eric Peters is going to be joining us in the next hour. Got his first video removed on YouTube. My video that's been removed recently, well, actually, back in March, they still haven't restored it. I'm still on probation. Because I talked about the hypocrisy, the hijab hypocrisy of the left. Can't do that. Can't do that. Take a look at this. Out of the Telegraph, Iran has introduced 2,000 new morality police units in response to women in Iran pushing back against Sharia mandates to wear hijabs in public. Now they said, oh, we're not going to do that. And what do we see? We see silence from Hollywood while they advertise The Handmaid's Tale. This is happening while they're, every time I go to another website, they're throwing up ads about The Handmaid's Tale. Oh, it's coming in June. Watch The Handmaid's Tale. Well, the society exists outside the leftist imagination of Margaret, what's her name? It's not Margaret Singer. Whatever the woman is that wrote The Handmaid's Tale. Anyway, there is an authoritarian society crushing women. It's in Iran and other places that embrace Sharia law. But of course, they're not going to talk about that. Margaret Atwood. They're not going to talk about that. They're going to ignore that. They're not going to do any movies about that. The Democrats aren't going to talk about it. Mainstream media is not going to talk about it here in the United States. So we got the Telegraph talking about it. That's their hypocrisy. And of course, I get a YouTube strike because I talked about it. So I'm going to talk about it again, YouTube. Tune in. Iran has introduced 2,000 new morality police units in reaction to what officials call, quote, an increasing defiance of the compulsory wearing of hijabs. These units are called resistance groups. Oh, just like here in the United States. You got the social justice warriors of Hillary Clinton and the rest of them. They're now calling themselves resistance, right? Again, plagiarizing InfoWars, just as Hillary has done so many times in the past. You know, she said, it's an information war and we're losing it. And then after she lost the last election, that information war, she said, we are the resistance, after Alex has been saying that for years. Stole our slogan there. We should sue her for copyright infringement. Nevertheless, they're now calling themselves resistance groups. And these resistance groups are going to force women to wear hijabs in public. The resistance is not the women who refuse to have their heads covered in public. No, the resistance are the people who are pushing back against the people for freedom, just like it is here in the United States. The leftist pussy hat brigade. These resistance groups are made up of six women who have the power to arrest and detain other women that they deem to be flouting the country's strict veiling laws. They, even though they're reporting on this in the Telegraph, they are very careful not to refer to this as Sharia law. They'll talk about it as strict laws, strict veiling laws, so forth. They say the growing backlash by women in the Islamic Republic of Iran, hundreds of whom have been arrested for taking off their head coverings in public in protest of the new law, campaigned by rights activists called White Wednesday, encouraged women to wear white and to discard their hijabs, has also gained support, much to the consternation of clerics there. Iran has had various forms of morality police since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. This is the irony of this whole situation. When I was in college at USF, as I said, we had Iranian students who were protesting the Shah of Iran and his authoritarian regime. The secret police, the Savak, that were trained, and they helped to create it by the CIA. And they had to wear head coverings. They had to wear, you know, ski masks, balaclavas, to keep their identity secret so they wouldn't have their families back in Iran punished. And now, after after those people overthrew the Shah of Iran, they institute their own repressive regime based on Sharia law. Parting on the left is now parting on the right. Don't get fooled again. It's liberty, folks. It's liberty. Who supports that? If you want your free speech, folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all the Force products, Brain Force, DNA Force. We also have 20% off Silver Bullet. Just use the code David at checkout. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with Force in its name. The new, already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Supports the broadcast, spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off. If we sold the t-shirt at 50% off, that'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off. DNA Force Plus, that is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off, so we're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products, it's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we're talking about the left taking a powder on the resistance groups, they call them. Groups of women. They call themselves resistance. But in Iran, what they're doing is going around in groups of six or more. If they see a woman who is rebelling against Sharia law, but of course they won't call it that. They'll call it Iran's strict Islamic laws. Oh, yeah, this is just something about Iran. It doesn't have anything to do with Islam, of course. Saudi Arabia would never do anything like this. Or any of those other places, right? And so they don't want to call it Sharia law. And, of course, the Hollywood crowd wants to talk about Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale, but they totally ignore this story. If I talk about this, I'll probably get another, and of course I am talking about it, so I'll probably get another strike from YouTube for being hateful about this. I talked about how they came after a woman lawyer who defended women who removed their hijabs in protest. They came after her, and they gave her a very strict sentence, long jail term sentence, and a lot of lashes. So many, in fact, that she probably won't have to serve that sentence. That may kill her. They're very strict about this, but it's not a problem, and we have to pretend that it's a wonderful thing to wear a hijab here in the U.S. And, of course, if somebody wants to wear it, that's fine. But when we talk about the fact that this is a cultural issue, see, the Iranian regime can talk about that, and that's just fine. They can have moral police to enforce that. They say the issue of the hijab is not a simple matter. It is a serious political and security issue for our country. The enemy wants to change our nation's culture. And so when we look at this and we say, I think we got people like Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar who want to change our culture. And they want to change our laws. And they want to reject the tradition we've had of individual liberty. They're not fighting for individual liberty. They're rejecting that. They're embracing a legal structure that is totally foreign. Ilhan Omar has said, I bring a foreigner's perspective to the Congress. Yes, she does. It is foreign to everything this country has been about. It's foreign to the ideal of individual liberty, and that's evidence in what they're doing to women there. But, of course, the Democrats embrace that. Hollywood embraces that. The mainstream media is silent about that. And even those who dare to talk about it won't call it Sharia law, but it is. And then we look at a piece from National Review. And I think we've kind of reached something of a turning point. When you got a very, very conservative site like National Review criticizing the FBI, I thought, whoa, 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 the FBI tragedy, elites above the law? It's like, wow, this tells you how obvious it has gotten when you see something like this. They have always, always saluted the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, and that myth that he created while he was in the process of creating dossiers to blackmail each and every person. And you've had presidents from Truman to Nixon and others openly talk about the fact that J. Edgar Hoover had dirt on everybody and how he was blackmailing everybody and how the FBI was trending toward a Gestapo. That was Harry Truman. And yet we still have, for the most part, we have the people who are conservatives, the people who are pro-law enforcement will tell us, it's one thing to be pro-law enforcement. It's another thing to say they can never do anything wrong. They don't have to be reformed. And they'll tell us, this is new. We've never seen this before. Yes, you have. This is the character of J. Edgar Hoover. This is how they were created. It's why they are in the building with his name still on it. He hasn't been rejected. When we come back, I'm going to tell you that this guy really breaks this down. He does a great job of breaking it down and talking about what a threat it is to each and every one of us to have a lawless government. See, the only thing worse than criminals in society is a criminal government running society. So it's a op-ed piece from Victor Davis Hanson. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Remember the old and very popular TV series, The FBI? By starring Efren Zimbalist Jr. And I've played that many times as an intro, talking about the FBI scandals. And now we got National Review essentially doing the same thing. Is that one of the media and beltway orthodoxies that we constantly hear is that there were just a few bad apples under James Comey at the FBI. And they explain, but does that explain why so many FBI elites have been fired, resigned, reassigned, demoted, or retired, or just left for unexplained reasons? And they go through and they list about a dozen different individuals. And said, in short, in just about every growing scandal of the last 2 years, whether it's FISA, whether it's illegal leaking, whether it is spying on a presidential candidate, lying under oath, obstructing justice. How about that, Democrats? You're interested in that? You're interested in how the leadership and the people at the top of the FBI, many layers down from the top of the FBI, obstructed justice? Oh, no, you're not interested in that. Instead, you're going to pursue obstruction charges against President Trump, even though even Bob Mueller said there's no obstruction. You're going to still pursue that, right? Anyway, he says, in virtually every one of these scandals in the past 2 years, someone in the FBI is involved. We're told, however, that the FBI's culture and its institutions are exempt from the widespread wrongdoing at the top. Such caution is a fine and fitting thing, given the FBI is more than a century of public service. See, there's the National Review talking. It's like, no, no, no. Like I said before, they're corrupt from the very beginning. And as a matter of fact, when you look at Bob Mueller, and they get into Bob Mueller here a little bit. When you look at Bob Mueller, Harvey Silverglate, who wrote the book Three Felonies a Day, talking about the out-of-control legal system that we have here and how corrupt it is. Each and every one of us probably commit three felonies a day without even knowing it. Because we have such a complicated legal system and because there's so many different laws. But he had had several brushes with Bob Mueller. And as soon as Bob Mueller was appointed special counsel, Harvey Silverglate said, I've had dealings with him, and he is a Torquemada. In other words, he's going to do an inquisition. He is coming after the man. He's not investigating a crime. He's coming after President Trump and anybody around him. And he was exactly right. Time has proven that he was right. Of course, that is the character of Bob Mueller. In one of the cases in particular, the very famous case that inspired another 1960s TV show, The Fugitive. And it was the doctor, Jeffrey McDonald, who was accused of murdering his wife. And he said somebody else did it. And he wrestled with the guy. I don't think he accused it of being a one-armed man. That was The Fugitive. But essentially like that. But the FBI had had its thumb on the scale and had falsified evidence and done a lot of misconduct. And Harvey Silverglate came in towards the end of that process, of one of the appeal processes. And he said at that meeting, Bob Mueller came in. And the misconduct of the FBI was very obvious to anybody who even took a cursory look at what they had done. And he said, I want you to understand one thing is off the table. You will not criticize the FBI or this office. And that's basically the way these guys have operated. J. Edgar Hoover had that TV show set up as propaganda, and it was very, very effective. And so he says, well, given their sterling half century of performance, it's like, give me a break. Nevertheless, he's got some good stuff to say here, just looking at what's recently happening. Said many of those caught up in the controversies over the Russian collusion hoax were not recent career appointees. So he's pulling back against this idea that, oh, this is just a couple of bad apples at the top and this is something that just happened. He says this, all of this raises the question, where exactly did Peter Strzok, a 22-year veteran of the FBI, where did Peter Strzok learn that he had the right to interfere in a U.S. election and to damage a candidate that he opposed? Why would an Andrew McKay, who worked for 21 years at the FBI, why would he think that he has the duty to formulate an insurance policy to take out a presidential candidate? Why would he even consider overseeing an FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton's improper use of emails when his wife had been a recent recipient of Clinton-related PAC money? In other words, he would have, should have recused himself for conflict of interest. So he goes, where did these guys, they've worked more than 20 years for the FBI, where did they learn these values? Is there something wrong with the institution, perhaps? This is a first. This is a first for places like National Review to ask these questions. He goes on, why and how would James Comey believe that as a private citizen, he had the right to leak classified memos of presidential conversations that he had recorded on FBI time and on FBI machines? Does the FBI inculcate behavior that prompts its officials to repeatedly testify under oath that they either don't know or can't remember in a fashion that would earn an indictment for most similarly interrogated private citizens? Was Strzok's testimony to the Congress emblematic of a career FBI agent? Was Comey's? Was McCabe's? And then he gets on to Bob Mueller. So let's take the analogous example of special counsel former FBI director Bob Mueller. We always are advised that something to the effect that he was an admirable Vietnam War vet. He was career Department of Justice and an FBI administrator. He has a sterling reputation, we're told, by the establishment, by the Washington Press. They just worshipped Bob Mueller. You know, kind of like Saturday Night Live and Robert De Niro and these guys. But he says, how true were those Beltway narratives? Mueller himself had a very long and checkered prosecutorial and investigative career involving questionable decisions about the use of FBI informants in Boston around Whitey Bulger. There were FBI agents who did go to jail. Mueller did not, but there was a lot of questions about how he operated that particular situation. And interestingly enough, Whitey Bulger, in the waning days of this phony investigation, as it began collapsing in on itself because they couldn't find anything to justify anything that they had done, it was kind of interesting that Whitey Bulger, who had been in prison for quite some time and was involved in questionable conduct, accusations about Mueller's questionable conduct, Whitey Bulger was transferred for no apparent reason, even though he was very elderly, very sick, to a prison, and on entrance, he was taken off to the side area and beaten to a pulp and killed. Oh, that's convenient. So there are a lot of questions about the use of FBI informants in Boston, about overseeing absolutely false FBI accusations against an innocent suspect in the anthrax case that began right after 9/11, and that's not to mention things like the Jeffrey McDonald case. Mueller was quite willing to examine peripheral issues such as the scoundrelly behavior of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen and the inside lobbying of Paul Manafort for foreign governments. Fine, but Mueller was curiously more discriminating and not interested in crimes that were far closer to the allegations of Russian collusion. He was certainly uninterested about how and when the basis for his entire investigation arose, about the unverified and fallacious, and I would say salacious, Steele dossier that had been deliberately seeded among FBI agents. Mueller's team also deliberately edited a phone message from Trump counsel John Dowd to Robert Kellner, General Flynn's lawyer, to make it appear incriminating and possibly unethical or illegal, only after a federal judge ordered the full release of the transcript did the public learn the extent of Mueller's selective misleading cut and paste of Dowd's message. And so here's the bottom line, folks, and he gets to it. He says, just imagine if you were in the crosshairs of Agent Peter Strzok, if he was interviewing you and he overstepped his purview, would you then appeal to his boss, Andrew McCabe? And if Andrew McCabe ignored your complaint, would you then seek higher justice from James Comey, who then might rely on a legal opinion from Lisa Page or a brief from James Baker? And failing that, could you get Robert Mueller, an outside auditor, to rectify prior FBI misconduct? In other words, this is going up multiple layers of the FBI. These are people who have been there for decades. This is institutional corruption. This is not a few people. He said the tragedy is that an American citizen should be duly worried about his constitutional rights anytime he's approached by such senior FBI officials. And folks, I have covered too many stories of people who have been swept away by a corrupt Department of Justice. This is not a hypothetical that they could do it to you. I have covered story after story after story. From Ross Ulbricht to the Bundys, to people who are now serving time in Communications Management Unit. Absolutely unbelievable what this government has come to. Stay with us. We're going to be joined by Eric Peters coming up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's TurboForce. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine, that's TurboForce. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. I want a long burn. Can't derive 500 milligrams. Slow burn. The very best. That's TurboForce. I'll tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain here. And get the fish oil.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Skull in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Going way faster than the speed limit here. This is just outside the beltway on I-10. We're heading eastbound now, and probably
eastbound
about 100 miles an hour or so, if not faster.
Yeah, Don, that car is moving so fast.
All right, joining us now is Eric Peters, and that's a news item that he featured up on his site, epautos.com. Libertarian car guy, car G, actually, is how you'll find him on Twitter. And again, you can find his website, epautos.com. Eric, you and I both found that interesting because that goes back to when we were kids, the Smokey and the Bandit aspect. And of course, this guy is going eastbound down. Tell people what happened to that particular case.
Well, first of all, your bumper is very dangerous and derogatory. We can't be advocating violating the speed limit.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be banning all Smokey and the Bandit videos on YouTube
any
minute now.
I mean, if somebody actually published, or if that movie came out today, the safety cult would be in paroxysms of rage.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood would never do that movie today.
Never,
I mean,
never,
it's
never,
sexist,
never.
It's unsafe, everything about that is just horrible. You can't even make a joke about doing something
That's
like
right.
that. But this guy did this for real.
He
Tell
did.
Us about the story.
Well, it's a Latter-day Bandit. I don't know all of the particulars, but I do know that it was a Challenger Hellcat, which is the version of the Hellcat that has that supercharged 700 plus horsepower engine under the hood.
Yeah.
And it's so fast that even Smokey in the air in the helicopter couldn't keep up with him. And he, as they say, got away with it and disappeared into the mist.
He outran the helicopters.
Yep.
That's pretty
Isn't
amazing.
That great?
And as you point out, he eventually just vanished. Not in the way of vanishing point, okay, which is another allegory we could pull there. He actually didn't collide with a front-end loader, but he just disappeared.
That's right. Now, what's interesting is the disconnect between the comments to the video, which were all mostly very favorable and cheer the guy, yay, stick it to the man, and, you know, the sonorous commentary of the authorities about how reckless and evil and dangerous and antisocial this guy was.
Yeah, that's what you're going to see today.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you have a story that just broke this morning.
Yeah.
You talked about that earlier in the broadcast. The fact that now, you know, we just saw in the last couple of days, we had YouTube bragging about the fact that they're changing their rules. They're changing their terms of service. But of course, it's really their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the rulers of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to now expand even to more, you know, questionable content, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently that includes you.
Mm-hmm.
Giving a pat on the back to Volkswagen
mm-hmm.
for not having loaded up the now disappearing Beetle. The Beetle
right.
was going to disappear, but they didn't load it up with a bunch of useless, and many would argue, I would argue along with you, that sometimes they're counterproductive to safety. So you're talking about that. They banned your video for talking about that.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote an article in the context of the final year for the Volkswagen Beetle and mentioned the fact that since it's essentially an older design, they haven't updated it since 2012, it's largely free a lot of this naggy and pushy and invasive and controlling safety technology that I rant about a lot, and how pleasant it was to just get in the car and not be assaulted by lights and buzzers and a shaking steering wheel and a steering wheel that actually jerks out of my hand and tries to countersteer when it doesn't like the way I'm driving.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
so exactly. I wrote about that, and I posted a video along with it that showed some of this and explained some of it, and they pulled it.
Can't even talk about car safety technology now. That, that's being banned.
Car safety technology when it is objectively, I think, valid to make the case that having a steering wheel vibrate, having lights go off and on in the dashboard all the time, things of that nature are distracting. Everybody seems to agree that distracted driving is a problem. Well, these things are objectively distracting. So why is it illegitimate to criticize that?
Well, it's illegitimate because you're criticizing the government, and one must never criticize the masters. And this is the key point, I think, that most people who are looking at this don't understand. And I've pointed this out from the very beginning. These Silicon Justice Warriors, if you want to call them that, they're not social justice warriors. Mm-hmm. These people have been enabled and helped, just like Elon Musk, to set up this control of the Internet. They picked out people like Zuckerberg because they knew what he would do. I mean, there's plenty of people who could have done a Facebook site. There's nothing that special about it. But they picked these particular people, and you have the CIA and other people setting up their venture capital firms to enable this because they knew that these people would be willing partners with them in their control. So
That's
it all comes down to criticizing the government, whether you're criticizing the government's foreign policy, whether you're criticizing their policy against medical freedom, or whether you're criticizing their policy about automobiles. Mandates. You got to be shut down.
That's right. And I think that they're in hysterics right now because they're losing control. You know, when they erected all of these platforms and when it was still possible for people to exercise free speech, to post videos and write articles and so on that were not orthodox, and those things started getting traction, and it became apparent that lots of people, you know, possibly even a majority of the people of this country, don't share the same agenda of these tech elites and have very different points of view, and that had to be shut down.
Yeah, and of course we've seen this with the Yellow Vest. Those protests went on for quite some time. I don't know if they're still doing that on weekends anymore. If they are, it's not getting any press coverage, and it may have diminished to the point that people aren't covering it. But we talked about the Yellow Vest. Now you've got in Hong Kong, you've got people that are a million people or more. That's what the mainstream media is saying. I'm sure it's a lot more than that. Taking to the streets because they don't want the communist Chinese government to be able to extradite them. And in many cases, what the communist Chinese government is trying to extradite people for and shut down is free speech
That's
in
right.
the traditional format,
at
the printing press and so forth. But this type of tyranny that is being exercised at the internet level is the thing that's really dangerous. And I don't really know, you know, whether the people in Hong Kong, whether the people in France, or whether the people in America are going to be able to get past this. Because, I mean, people in America are not even protesting. You know, the French
I know. I'm very concerned about it as well. It's the lure of the convenient. You know, people use these platforms because they're habituated to them and they're convenient. And kind of analogous to the self-checkout at the store. You're not getting paid to do the work of the people that got fired, but it's convenient, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that's sort of the Satan's pact that's being made with the American people. But I'm hoping that there's going to be some pushback, just because it's gotten to be so obnoxious and in your face that almost everybody can see it now. I've talked to a number of people, including people who have very divergent points of view from my own, who see it and get it and are also concerned about it.
Well, you know, Bill Maher used to have a program called Politically Incorrect, right? Mm-hmm. And he went on with Chris Cuomo at CNN, and he said this far-left political correctness is a cancer.
Yep.
But he said it was a cancer on progressivism. I mean, I think it is a manifestation of progressivism, but he said, I don't think you can overestimate how much people have been choking on political correctness and hate it. And one of the things for all of Trump's flaws that they like about him is the fact that he doesn't kowtow to political correctness. And so Bill Maher is saying this. But it is an aspect to the way these people are. They're ultimately intolerant of anybody who doesn't agree or follow their dictates.
Right. It's all about their hurt feelings, and it's all about their desire to have control over everything. If they can't win an argument, they'll simply literally scream or attempt to put duct tape over your mouth so that you can't speak.
Yes, exactly. When we come back, we're going to talk about another article that Eric has, never leave home without one. What is it that you must have in your car if you want to be safe? We've got that coming up for you. Don't miss us. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. You can find him epautos.com, on Twitter at LibertarianCarG. We'll be right back.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. The Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with Portal Silver Iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com. And, of course, one of the things that Eric and I have talked about is how ticketing is going to be automated. If they even allow you to have a car or drive a car, they'll be monitoring everything that you're doing, be able to instantly assess points for your insurance, give you a ticket and so forth. And we may see the traffic cop, Smokey, as we were talking about in the last segment. That may become a relic of the past. And yet there might be an intermediate step between the ultimate disappearance of the human cop and a robocop that actually has a physical appearance. This is an article that just came out. I want to get Eric's reaction to this in light of a story that he has on his site right now. The future is here. Watch a robot cop pull over a driver and issue a ticket. It's kind of a misnomer because what they actually have is a human cop in the car, and then they have this extension. They've got like a you know, bag on the side, essentially, and it shoots out this robotic cop, which looks like Johnny Cab from that cheap Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. But it shoots it up there to your window, and then the guy talks to you over the video link there. And they've actually got like a little cop helmet on the robotic cop, and they put a device in front. So if you try to run off, it punctures your tire. That's what he does there. And so, but the point, Eric, that they're trying to get to here is that they're trying to make this safer for the cop so the cop won't get shot. But also, they point out, for the driver, so the driver doesn't get shot. So eliminate that human interaction by putting a little robot in between the two. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, the ratio is something like 10 to 1 against us, ordinary people, in terms of the chances of being physically harmed or killed in a traffic stop. I think the whole thing's preposterous and absurd. It's absurd on a functional level, just to start with. This thing that's hanging on, the cheesy, it does look like a bad prop from an 80s Arnold movie. Like, that thing is going to sit there out in the weather, and it's going to, that's going to work. You know, forget about it. That's just not going to happen. The thing that scares the pants.
But it is like a little ATM machine there where you just stick your credit card in and they take your money. That's the whole point. They got to the essence of it.
What's terrifying, and I'm sure you've seen them, are DARPA videos of these autonomous robots that they have that actually look like human beings. You know, they're Terminator type things, except real, and they walk around. And that is something that's potentially on the horizon. That's deeply troubling to me.
Oh yeah, everything DARPA does is deeply troubling to me. I mean, they were the ones who started this whole autonomous driving thing. That was their very first competition, and then from that they went to the manipulating robots and so forth. And then Google bought every single company, like Boston Dynamics, that makes those robots. They're doing backflips and running upstairs and all that kind of stuff with arms that look like they could hold shotguns. Boston Dynamics was bought up by Google, so they've essentially got a monopoly on all that. These wonderful people who are shutting down our speech.
That's right, and other things, and our mobility, and everything.
Absolutely.
Creating a national company town out of the entire United States.
Yes, that is the model. That is the model, and they're working on it right now up in Toronto. Google's Sidewalk Labs, you know, that's their own little city. If you think this kind of tyranny is going to be limited to cyberspace, think again. It's going to be in urban space, and they're pushing everybody into those cities that will be controlled by Google and people like them. That's the whole point. But let's talk about this article you've got here. Never leave home without one. What should people never leave home without?
Well, it's not the American Express card, and it's not even a radar detector, which I strongly counsel everybody who likes to drive to get. These days, it's a camera, ideally one that can live stream up to some other remote source so as to document your side of things, if you ever have to deal with an armed government worker, as I style it, or even just another person who might claim that you did something that you did not, the video evidence does not lie, and it might save your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you have any doubt about that, just take a look at YouTube and look at all the dash cam videos that people have caught, and think about a lot of these accidents. It can be very subjective. And in trying to interpret it after the pass, if you don't have an eyewitness. And so, I've got a dash cam camera, and actually it saved me a ticket, an accident report, but it saved me a ticket when I got pulled over because I had a radar detector in my belief. And the way he pulled me over, he goes, oh, what's that? It's like, oh, that's a dash cam. And so it's like, oh man, because I already had a record that I wasn't going any faster than anybody else. I had a record of the speed I was going when he pulled me over. So that kind of busted his whole scam.
Well, and it's very, very important in terms of dealing with cops, because in a legal context, whatever a cop says is considered evidentiary and true, whereas whatever you say is merely hearsay. So I embedded a video. It's probably already been pulled along with that article. The guy was filming a cop on a motorcycle acting very aggressively and riding very recklessly. At one point, this cop actually just jams on his brakes on the middle of the highway, and comes to almost a dead stop in the middle of the road. And if the guy had not had that video and the cop said, no, I never did any such thing, and this person was driving recklessly and I was merely, attempting to protect the public safety. I mean, whose word is going to be believed in court?
Yeah, exactly. And you point out, he's brake checking this driver. And again, if you want to know just how dangerous that is, there are video after video of compilations of people who cause very serious accidents brake checking other people, particularly big truck drivers, because overestimate the truck's ability to put on brakes. And so they get upset about an 18-wheeler. And so somebody gets in front of them, slams on the brakes. And guess what? Next thing you know, they get rear-ended by a semi,
yep,
for their trouble. And that's a very dangerous, stupid thing to do. But he had a video of the cop doing that.
That's right. He also had a video in the video earlier in that context, showing what appears to be the cop pulling off his badge so that he couldn't be identified. And it's very interesting that once the traffic stop happens and the cop realizes, or rather his supervisor realizes, that this whole thing has been caught on film, the dynamic changes, and the tension ratchets down, and the second cop who showed up is much more polite and obliging, and eventually the guy is let go on his way without even being given a ticket.
Yeah, I can tell you that the dynamics completely changed when the cop realized that I had cameras.
Yeah, of course.
On everything in the car. Absolutely changes it.
So, you know, yeah, that's one cool upside. You know, we obviously have legitimate concerns about these cameras being everywhere and watching everything that we do. But at the same time, we can turn them around and watch our tormentors and catch them in the act of doing things that they claim they don't do.
Yeah, absolutely. You had another article, Punished Regardless. Tell us about that, because this is the rules of engagement that they have established, you know, when they initiate interaction with us for the purpose of dunning us arbitrarily, you know, on the highway. It also, you know, take a look at the, as you point out in your article, Punished Regardless. You know, what if you give them what they want? What if you don't give them what they want?
Yeah, well, we all know about Checkpoint America, the Fourth Amendment free zone, where if you simply happen to be out driving, they can now at random and arbitrarily force you to stop, present your papers, and subject you to a search without any probable cause whatsoever, in clear violation of the spirit as well as the letter of the Fourth Amendment. But what's even worse than that, in a number of states, if you refuse to cooperate in your own incrimination by, for example, doing roadside gymnastics or blowing into one of those notoriously unreliable roadside breath test machines, that act alone is sufficient, at least in my state and a number of others, to have the state rescind your permission to drive, even if you're never convicted of drunk driving, even if you're proved to be innocent of having had any alcohol whatsoever in your system, they still take your license for refusing to cooperate.
Well, it gets even worse. Where I live here in Texas, they will set up checkpoints and roadblocks and so forth from time to time. And they believe, and of course they have the force to do this, that they have the right to do a forced blood draw.
Yeah.
And we've seen horrific pictures of people who don't want to have their blood drawn, you know, being strapped down to a gurney and having their blood forcefully removed.
That's,
I mean,
right.
The Nazis never did that. You know, this is the hallmark of Nazism in occupied Europe. You know, your identity papers, please. Well, they never did forced blood draws to people on the sidewalk.
No, and as horrific as it is in principle, just as a purely technical matter, a guy who is a cop has no business performing a medical procedure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's not a trained what is that? A
phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist, yeah.
And by the way, there is a
I can't even say the word. I'm not going to try to do it to anybody.
There's a congressman who's introduced a bill, this has just occurred recently, that will require, if it passes, that all cars be fitted with breathalyzers within 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Eric Peters, epautos.com.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power, the power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Eric Peters here with us, epautos.com. You can find him on Twitter at LibertarianCarG, as in car guy. And we're going to get right back to Eric in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials we got at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program, everything that we do here. And we've got some great specials. We got 50% off of all of our products with Force in the name. We've got Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, and that is a huge dollar savings. That's a very expensive product to produce. With PQQ, that's a very unusual and effective product to help your mitochondrial health, and we have to get that out of Japan, and we have to put it in. It's very expensive to buy that. Each batch is incredibly expensive, so that's a big dollar savings, 50% off of DNA Force. Turbo Force, Ultimate Female Force, all of those 50% off. Also, for the listeners of this program, we have a special code. Just use the code DAVID to save 20% off of Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver. You can get 20% off of that. Just use the code DAVID at checkout. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel while you can. YouTube.com/Libertarian. You can also watch the broadcast there, live stream that. You can comment, as well as my Twitter account, same handle, Libertarian. You can subscribe to that, follow me on Twitter, subscribe to the channel. And of course you can find all the archives again at infowars.com/David-Knight-show. Eric, just before we went to break, you were talking about legislation to force all cars within the next 10 years to be equipped with a breathalyzer. This is coming from, of course, a Democrat.
Yes.
Kathleen Rice. She's introduced a bill called End Drunk Driving. Uh-huh. But by the time this would kick into effect in 2029, they may have already ended all driving anyway.
Right, exactly. I guess that's the one upside to these automated cars. You can pass out drunk in the back seat, and the car will take you wherever you need to go.
Oh, they'll probably still give you a ticket.
Yeah. But, you know, the crazy thing is, I was talking the other day with my friend Brian Hyde, who does a podcast out of Utah, and he mentioned to me that they are either in the process of or have already passed a lowering of the legal threshold defining drunk driving to 0.05 BAC.
Wow. They keep dropping it.
Yeah. So essentially, you know, you're vulnerable to being convicted of, and I put it in air quotes, drunk driving, if you had half to three quarters or, you know, maybe a beer.
Yeah.
So now your car won't work if you had a beer. That's what they're talking about. These are passive alcohol sensors that would be built into the car. So when you touch the steering wheel, for example, or there's a breath sensor in the dash, there are a variety of ways that the technology works. If the car registers any alcohol, and it'll probably get to that point, it'll be zero tolerance, then the car disables itself and you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we have breathalyzers now. Typically, they are mandated for people who have multiple drunk driving convictions.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, that's part of the issue here as well. I mean, besides the fact that they keep redefining what drunk is, you know, we were talking about checkpoints and how authoritarian they can get with that, even having forced blood draws and so forth. And years before any of that happened, it bothered me a great deal that I thought it was very un-American to have forced checkpoints. I'm somebody who doesn't drink at all, and so I kind of resent being stopped and you know, sniffed about to see if I'm drunk driving, because of course they don't have any probable cause to pull me over or to stop me at a checkpoint because I don't ever drink.
That's right.
But you know, I think it was Joe Bob something other years ago, they had Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he came out with Drunk Drivers Against Mad Mothers.
Sure.
He called it damn.
Sure. But you know, this transcends the whole issue of drunk driving. The issue here is one of presumptive guilt for everything.
Exactly.
You know, you go to an airport and you're treated as a presumptive terrorist. You know, that you can elaborate multiple other examples of this. Essentially, the entire basis of our country and of Western civilization itself, which is the idea that you are innocent until you've been proved guilty, and more, that you should be free from being hassled by the government unless there's some reason to suspect you've committed a crime. All that's been thrown out the window.
Oh, yeah, for quite some time, as a matter of fact. You know, they do this through regulations in the bureaucracy. Just as we have seen with civil asset forfeiture in the name of the war on drugs, they don't even charge people with a crime. They charge your inanimate object, your car, your home, your plane, whatever, your cash, with a crime, and steal that. And so, as you're pointing out, you know, when you go to the airport, you have the presumption that you're a terrorist, and you have to prove to them that you're not.
Yep.
What we're talking about here with the breathalyzer, though, that's almost like saying, well, we're going to take the next step at the airport. We're going to put you in manacles as well, and you will do your trip in manacles. Because this, again, is something they typically don't do until somebody's had multiple drunk driving convictions, which is a part of the problem that they won't address. And that is the fact that when somebody is legitimately stone drunk, and a repeat offender, maybe they got an alcohol problem or something. Mm-hmm. I have been in court, traffic court, multiple times to fight speeding tickets, and I have seen them let people go that have had multiple convictions. And so because they won't enforce it when they need to, they treat everybody as a criminal, and that's what's really behind this.
That's right. Well, it's easier for them, and overarching all of this is that it's about control. That's, you know, and it's about training people and habituating them to be submissive to authority.
Yes.
I found out something interesting. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, that the TSA rigmarole does not apply with private aviation.
Yes, in other words, that's correct. And it also does not apply with illegal aliens either.
Yeah, well, so it points out, let's see, we're supposedly being protected from the evil-doing terrorists by subjecting every American who wants to fly commercially to all this stuff, but you're telling me that these international terrorist organizations haven't got the wherewithal to charter a jet?
Yeah, that's right. Or to walk across the border. And then get their, you know, piece of paper that says, oh, you will come back in a year or so, won't you? And then they use that to board the plane as ID. And that's against the rules of the TSA's own rules. So they allow people to not be vetted for anything whatsoever, to give them a phony piece of ID, and then to skip all the rules that they have against everybody else.
That's
because,
you
know, we got to keep everybody safe from terrorists.
Every American should be deeply troubled, deeply concerned, regardless of your politics, about the idea that you're no longer free to be left in peace because you haven't done anything. That, you know, that agents of the government can just arbitrarily harass you and force you to prove that you didn't do something.
That's right. And because we have had the regulatory bureaucracy, take away the presumption of innocence and due process. We see this happening to families. I talk about this all the time with families who've had their kids confiscated without any due process. Just this week on Monday, I talked to a mother who was taken into a room in the by the Child Protective Services, and she didn't know what they were charging her with, and they said, sign this. And it was Kafkaesque. She said, well, I don't even know what the charges against me are. You're not allowed to even see the charges, let alone mount a defense against that. But once they establish that principle, Eric, then they can take the next step, which is really a Minority Report kind of pre-crime situation. We now have the TAPS Act, the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act, which is really going to put pre-crime, they call it anticipatory crime.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That's going to put that on steroids, and they're building the surveillance network with 5G technology to implement that.
Sure. And if they can arbitrarily pull people over at checkpoints to just to see whether they're drunk, why shouldn't cops be able to just arbitrarily and randomly do home checks? And,
yes.
You know, enter your premises just to check, because after all, you might be beating up an old lady in the basement.
Yeah, yeah. Or your kids, you know, or you got a disgruntled neighbor that doesn't like you and just reports you to the police. And they're going to, if you don't let them into your home, and that's the interesting thing, they'll show up with the cops and they'll say, we want to get into your home. And so we'll get a search warrant. They'll do that a couple of times, and then they'll just go to school and kidnap the kid.
Sure.
And you never see him again.
Sure, exactly. And again, without any conviction, an assertion now is taken as evidence, just the fact that you said something.
That's right. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and we've talked many times about autonomous cars and, you know, how hideous this is that's coming at us and how it's been subsidized and assisted by the government who wants to do this. We talk about all the time about Tesla's problems, but now GM is having to recall some of their self-driving prototype. Actually, was it Audi?
It was Audi,
they had a recall.
Yeah.
And now GM has got their self-driving prototypes are riddled with technical glitches, reports the other automotive press. So it's GM, it's Audi, it's everybody.
It's everybody. And by the way, another Tesla erupted in flames. I think it was in Belgium. That was just at a charging station. So, you know, uniquely, these cars light up and they burn when they're not even moving.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that was the case with Audi. They were recalling because of battery problems.
Yep.
This other particular case is GM struggling to get the self-driving aspect of this right. Because those two things go together. That's why we talk about that. And that's why they pushed subsidies for Tesla so much. Because it's both the sustainable electric car plus the fact that you don't have any control over it. They control it. And that's one of the justifications, ironically enough, putting in this massive surveillance control network of 5G everywhere.
Right.
So we can run your cars.
That's right. Well, run us. That's really what we're talking about here.
Exactly. It's people control. Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, it looks like things are, we've pointed out before, but he still keeps getting a new lease on life. Elon Musk and Tesla, they still just keep kicking along, even though we've got everybody from Consumer Reports, to stockbrokers talking about how ripped this thing
did
is.
Did you hear his latest thing about the truck that's going to pull 300,000 pounds?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, if
you can stay on one more segment, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll come back at the top of the hour. We've got
great.
A short segment. We'll talk about Elon Musk's new tractor pull that he's got coming up.
Thanks, Dave. Always enjoy it.
All right. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect
to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We still have Eric Peters on the line, epautos.com, and we were just talking about the difficulty in terms of solving the big problem of getting a car to safely drive without any human intervention. And of course, General Motors has got a $19 billion entity that's kind of separate, working on this problem. And they had a very well publicized, embarrassing moment when the CEO of Honda got in one of these cars and it did some very stupid and unpredictable things, as we've seen over and over again with Tesla. And, so things are not going too well, even when you've got the big car manufacturers with massive resources behind them, like Honda and GM and others coming together to try to solve this problem. They're still not doing too good a job solving that. But, as we're going to break, Eric, you were talking about, Elon Musk and his latest promise to all of us about a new vehicle and its capabilities. Tell us about that.
His promises, which should always be taken with a gallon of salt. This guy who can't build a car has decided he's going to build a truck.
Yeah.
And he actually said, and nobody said anything, the stenographic press just takes this stuff and reprints it, that this electric truck he's supposedly going to build is going to tow, and your people in Texas will love this, 300,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's great. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another empty promise from Elon Musk. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, you know, people who don't know trucks may think, well, I've seen the strong man at the airport, you know, on the runway take a rope, and, you know, he managed to pull that 747 a couple of inches, and that's true. But let's see him pull it on a hill.
Yeah. Is this downhill?
Yeah. You know, and the compounding problem, of course, is that it takes energy to pull things. You know, so you've got an electric car that's already got the problem pulling itself, which affects its range. Now you're going to pull a heavy load with an electric car. What do you think that's going to do to the range of the thing?
Oh, yeah. It's going to go straight to zero. And, of course, you know, you go back to the very, very early, the first vehicle from Elon Musk was his road car, his roadster that was based on the Lotus.
Yep.
And he took this wonderful design from Lotus, which is all about making the car very lightweight.
Yep.
That was the essence of their design. And he loads it up with batteries.
Yep.
And then I remember Jeremy Clarkson driving around the track a couple of times and he basically bricked it. You know, couldn't do anything with it because it had no battery for more than just a couple of laps.
Yeah. These guys are also economically delusional. If we take Elon at his word, which nobody in his right mind ought to do, he claims that this truck that he's going to make is going to have a starting price of $50,000, starting price. So probably it will be a $70,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 truck. And, you know, I guess Elon thinks that everybody can afford a $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 truck, or even a $50,000 truck, which is, what, $20,000 at least more than the cost of a current half-ton truck.
Yeah. And it's amazing how he can get away with this. It's even more so than we ever saw even with Steve Jobs. Anybody will believe anything that he has to say.
Well, at least Steve delivered on his promises.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, he had very innovative products, and he was able to produce them, and we have seen just the opposite with Elon Musk.
Yeah, but, you know, and I know Steve didn't intend this, but he began this sort of childlike fascination with technology and this idea that making that saying something can be so makes it so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, he took technology that other people had done. He repackaged it and refined it. And as the CEO of Oracle said, you know, he saw his yacht and he said, oh, I love that. I want one just like it. Mm-hmm. But then he went in and he kept making changes until, he said he changed every single aspect about it and everything that he changed was better.
That's right.
But he actually produced things on a deadline, unlike what we have seen with Elon Musk. And yet, the key thing about Elon, look, if anybody wants to buy products, I'm fine. We support both of us support a free market and a free choice. I don't like being forced to subsidize.
That's the key.
What somebody that's out here that's operating like a P.T. Barnum puts out there and gets subsidized with my money. That's the point.
Me neither.
Thank
exactly.
you so much, Eric Peters.
You bet.
EPautos.com. Thank you for joining us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I was talking to Eric about this particular case, we got the robot traffic cop. They've got this bag on the side of a police car to eliminate human interaction because, you know, we just can't have that. We can't get along with each other anymore. And we have had a lot of cases, and we've seen this well documented, of police being trained, and this is a part of what has happened going back several years. I remember the first time we saw this viral video of some police in a very long interaction with a man in New Mexico, and he was homeless and he was living in the hills, and it was a very long interaction. He wasn't doing what they said to do, but he was no threat to them. Eventually they got tired of it and they shot him and stuck the dogs on him. And it got everybody very upset. And yet, not too long after that, there was an officer with the State Police Academy there in New Mexico. He said, I've been training officers for decades. And we have a new curriculum, which, by the way, was coming out of Washington, D.C. under the Obama administration as he was militarizing the police. Remember all that? With the MRAPs, the mine-resistant mobile military machines that they were using for occupied territory. And they were positioning those with all the different police departments. At the same time, they were saying, well, we're not going to give surplus military equipment to the firefighters. And that was a program that had gone back to the middle of the 20th century when they had surplus military vehicles that could be useful in transporting people out in areas where there are no roads. And you typically have rural fire departments don't have the resources to have a lot of firefighting equipment, and yet they are the front line on many of these giant fires that happen in large rural areas or public lands or so forth. So they were giving them equipment, and they just stopped that as they were pre-positioning this military equipment with all these small-town police departments. And everybody's saying, what is going on with this? And at the same time saying, well, and by the way, you don't own that equipment. You were just maintaining it at your expense for the federal government. We will come back in and take that at any time we want. And I looked at that at the time, and I said, this is very dangerous. We have not only the militarization of the police. And as this trainer who had been teaching for decades in New Mexico resigned, he said, I'm not teaching this curriculum. Washington is pushing out to all the different state police departments a shoot first mentality to the police officers as part of their training. We had Frank Serpico talk about how it was virtually unheard of in his generation for police officers to draw their weapon on anybody. You know, they would try to de-escalate this. So they used to train people on how to interact with other humans. And now they've just given up on that idea. Instead, they're going to have a robotic attachment that's going to come up. It's going to be an automated teller machine with a little face there and a phony helmet on it. Because we don't want the police interacting with people anymore. Because, you know, one of the two sides is liable to get killed in order to collect a ticket. You know, that is where we are right now. So there's this interesting story that was on Free Thought Project. It's kind of a man bites dog story. There's so many stories about the police getting upset and attacking somebody using excessive or lethal force. Here's a situation of a police officer who was sent to ticket someone because they had their grass too high. And instead of doing that, he actually mowed the grass for her. And as I've pointed out before, my family had some houses that they had sold in Florida, and there was a code violation that they were trying to help somebody that they held a mortgage on. My sister went down to take care of that, and this was something that was going on in Tampa over a period of time. They were condemning homes of people who were middle class and lower middle class. They would take nuisance violations like your grass is too high. And if somebody didn't have the ability to do something about it, they would put fines against them. And after the fines got up to a certain amount of money, they would just take the house. And after they got enough houses that they had confiscated using that method, they would just condemn the rest. But they didn't want to condemn all of them because it would have been too expensive for the city. And they were partnering with the real estate developers who wanted to take up all of the individual homes so they could put up their corporate skyscrapers in Tampa. And at one of these hearings that my sister was at, one elderly lady had called the city and said, somebody has dropped a railroad rail in the back of my yard, and I'm not physically able to move it. It's too heavy. And they cited her. They gave her a citation. And instead of removing it for her, they gave her a citation, said, you've got to remove this or you're going to get, I forget what it was, $100 a day fine. And it wasn't going to take too long before they had more than the value of her house. And my sister saw this lady stand up and try to defend herself. And an advocate for the homeowners who knew what these people were doing said, don't say anything. You know, got up and stopped her and said, don't say anything. These people are trying to steal your home. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. Instead of helping her, they ticketed her. Well, this cop did exactly the opposite, and good for him. This is in Orono, Minnesota. And as I point out, this case is so unique that they reported on it, that the police officer carrying out a welfare check, they said that they found that the lawn was too high. She was going to get ticketed for grass, but instead of doing that, they mowed the grass for her. So kudos to that officer. But that's not typical what we're seeing. And as we look at that robotic cop that they're going to use to help them to safely ticket people, we have the story from USA Today talking about how robot workers are coming to the Vegas Strip, replacing everything everywhere. And so I thought, so what are these robots going to be doing? Are they going to have, like, autonomous slot machines? Are they going to have the slot machines now roaming the streets like streetwalkers or whatever in Las Vegas? But they'll be... You know, come on, big boy, you know, feeling lucky. I guess you don't have to go into the casinos anymore, but they do want to get people in the casinos. This is what we're looking at, however. Just take a look, and we haven't shown this picture, but I'm sure you've seen this. You know, the Ford's product just talked about how GM and Honda put together this company to do autonomous cars. Well, we got Ford had their Digit. They call it Digit. It's actually, they call it the last 50 feet of delivery. I roll a little bit of that B-roll. Basically what it is, it's a headless robot in the back of a van. And you see this thing being unfolded. And Not only is it creepy that this thing is walking down the sidewalk and walking up to your door with a, and of course the mother and, son see this thing walking on the sidewalk with them, and they're totally not bothered by that at all. But look at how this thing has got the knees that bend the other direction. Remember that, it was a Charlie Sheen movie, I think. It's called The Arrival. And that's how, that's how they imagine the aliens. You know, they would disguise themselves as human beings. And then when nobody was looking, they would go into this transformation and their knees would bend backwards like a insect or something. That's the way, Ford envisions this. So yeah, it's nothing to worry about. Situation is completely normal. We're going to have robots doing the delivery because, you know, people aren't going to have jobs anymore. And I just really wonder who these corporations think they're going to be selling all these products to when nobody has any jobs to do anything. We're even going to get rid of the police here as we move forward into this tyranny. It's absolutely astounding what's going on. Some people are not concerned about this, however. They're not concerned about the health issues of 5G or about the liberty issues. People in Hong Kong, on the other hand, are pushing back on this. We're going to have some B-roll of what has happened now. That legislation that was introduced to allow the communist Chinese government to extradite people out of Hong Kong, they were going to vote on that today. And just as we saw over the weekend, we had over a million people take to the street to protest that law. Today, Parliament was going to vote on that. And the people came back and said, no, we're not even going to let Parliament meet. You know, being able to extradite people to a distant foreign country was one of the things that at one point in time, Americans were savvy enough that we stood up for our freedoms. And that was one of the things that the British tried against the colonists here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We have a new super special. It's on everything with Force in its name. The new, already best-selling, Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. Hope you get it. Sports broadcast, spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off because we sold the t-shirt at 50% off. That'd be a cost. All the other Force products, it's all 50% off DNA Force Plus. That is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10 hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off. We're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products. It's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars. Infowars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, today there are more riots in Hong Kong as you had the local legislative council was set to debate the bill that was going to allow the communist Chinese government to extradite people out of Hong Kong. And we have seen many people arrested and persecuted, even within Hong Kong, for political speech. And this is something that the people in Hong Kong are very upset about because they have been allowed to be very free for quite some time. The British, just before they turned over control of Hong Kong to the Chinese communists at the end of the 99-year lease, had basically ruled them very, very lightly. They were allowed to be, as Milton Friedman pointed out, one of the freest places on earth. And when we visited Hong Kong, when we adopted my daughter from China, I was struck by the fact that they still had no central bank to speak of, essentially. They have a clearing house that exchanges the currencies, and they issue one particular note. I think it's a $10 bill, Hong Kong dollar. But all the rest of the denominations, I remember when we were looking at the money, and it's like, wow, you know, here's a whatever the denomination. Here's another one. Look, they're completely different color. Different size, whatever. And I looked at different bank. I said, their currency is issued by individual banks. That's the way it used to be in the United States before we had the central bank. And of course, we got the central bank and you had Andrew Jackson shut it down. And then, you know, they brought it back in the 20th century and so forth. But what did we do when we didn't have a central bank like the Federal Reserve? Well, we had a constitution. And we had a dollar that was defined in the Constitution, defined by the Congress, and the notes, if you had notes, you know, the central government would mint money, coins. And if you had a bank note, it really was a note from a bank that would testify the fact that somebody had that money on account before we had the kind of banking system that we have now, the fractional reserve system. And I don't know if they have a fractional reserve system, but those bank notes are issued by individual banks like HSBC or the Bank of China, which is the Communist Chinese Bank. They have other banks that are there as well. And I guess, you know, when we look at this, things like democracy, free speech, just like health and curing disease with medicine, those are not sustainable business models as far as the bankers are concerned. So maybe that's the key issue here. Of course, you know, the banks don't have any problem with President Xi. Neither do the multinational corporations. And the Chinese communists should be allowed to charge 25% tariffs, and nobody should be concerned about that whatsoever, right? But if President Trump matches those tariffs, and President Trump came out and said, look, you know, we've been charging 2.5%, and on the same goods, if we want to sell them into China, you charge a 25% tax on this. We're not going to have that anymore. So we can both go to the lower number. You know, you can charge 2.5% if you want. And if you don't want to charge 2.5%, we'll match your rate of 25%. How about that? And Wall Street and the bankers and the Koch brothers and the Soros, they all accuse President Trump of starting a trade war. This is how they have skewed everything in favor of the communist Chinese. So as these people, as they were going to debate this bill, you had thousands and thousands of, they had 5,000 police officers, way more than that in terms of the crowds who showed up to stop this bill from even being debated. See, that's the way Americans need to be. We need to say, shut up. You're not even going to talk about extraditing us to a foreign country. We should say, shut up. You're not even going to talk about negotiating away our Second Amendment rights. It's not a negotiating chip to negotiate with the Democrats. There are certain things you don't negotiate away. You don't do things like say, well, we'll take the guns and do the due process later, as President Trump said, with the red flag gun laws, and the NRA jumped in along with him on that. Or to say, I'm going to, now my Justice Department is going to do something that even the Obama Department of Justice didn't do. We're going to ban bump stocks. And I'm going to do it by executive order. I'm going to do gun control by executive order. Well, the Democrats noticed that. And I noticed that. It is not, you know, this virtue signaling that is going on as a political tactic is, first of all, it's a stupid political tactic, and it is morally and legally and constitutionally bankrupt to negotiate and to negotiate away our rights. And so the people in Hong Kong are saying, you're not going to do that. And so they have 5,000 police show up. We've got a clip of one of the people commenting on this and talking about how widespread this is. This is not, you know, some disgruntled college students that are taken to the street. Let's play a video clip number two, talking about how every strata of society in Hong Kong really realizes what is at stake here.
The scores of ordinary Hong Kongers taking to the streets, but we know that judges, tycoons, international chambers of commerce are also against this bill. Tell us why.
Yes, and that's really what distinguished, I think, the protests yesterday from past protests in Hong Kong, that cross-section of support from across the community and including the business community in Hong Kong. From the business community's point of view, their concern is really that they are going to be exposed to real risks, including the risks of being potentially extradited and tried in China and their executives being exposed to that risk as a result of this new law.
Okay, and as you can roll some B-roll here, the Hong Kong police commissioner said, well, we are now ruling that this is a riot. And he said the police have been left with, quote, no choice but to start to use force. So that's what they're doing now. They're firing rubber bullets and tear gas at the crowd. The crowd is responding with umbrellas that we last saw back in 2014, the umbrella movement. We just had a pastor recently who was convicted. 5 years later, because those were essentially political protests and they were using the umbrellas to protect themselves against, things that were being fired against them. As the people are saying there, they said, we feel like this is the last battle. We don't want to get violent, but we don't trust China. And we believe that this law will be used for political purposes. Well, you don't even have to believe that. You can just take a look at how they have come against people for political reasons, being driven by China. And this is what we are facing here in America. And I just do not understand why people don't take this more seriously. Why people don't look at the tactics that are being done by the Chinese Communist government, the social credit scores that are being enacted on people, the massive biometric database that they are already penalizing people for. We've got the biometric database here in America. The government already has it. And they can scrape all this information off of social media. And the social media giants have already talked about how they've got their social credit scores. As a matter of fact, that's what they're using to ban people right now off of social media. The process has already begun in America. And nobody is seeing this. I mean, I'm seeing still the libertarians at Reason Magazine. Well, you can, it doesn't really matter what your feelings are about big tech. It's private property. The internet is their private property. These are the people who ought to be understand this is about liberty. That's why I don't call myself a libertarian. I call myself a libertarian. I'm about liberty. You know, not about serving the Koch brothers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network. network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So let's get to the mother of all campaign lies. Of course, that is Joe Biden's elect me president and I will cure cancer. Let's play the clip and then we'll talk about what he had to say. Here's Joe Biden with his cure for cancer. Just elect him.
You know, a lot of you understand that what loss is, and when loss occurs, you know that, you know, people come up to you and tell you, I understand if you lose a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a family member, and lots of times you feel like saying, you know, they say, I know how you feel. And if they hadn't, you look at them, you know they mean well, but you say, you have no idea how I feel. But when it happens to you, you know. That's why I've worked so hard in my career to make sure that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
There you go. Okay, now, I don't think this is so much about people taking him seriously about being able to cure cancer, because, I mean, the real issue is you're not going to cure it just by throwing money at it. The problem is that we have fatal disease, chronic disease, because the government has been essentially throwing money at the big pharmaceutical industry, shutting down effective, safe, natural, unpatentable cures for various diseases, not just cancer, but many, many other things. What Joe Biden was doing was he was hearkening back for a sympathy vote because his son, Beau, had died of brain cancer, and that had happened just before the last election cycle kicked off, and I believe he really was upset about that, and that probably kept him from running. I think the thing that's going to keep him from getting elected this time is his other son, Hunter, who did not die of cancer, but who has been involved in one dirty money laundering scandal after the other. I think that's going to keep him from getting the presidency. As a matter of fact, Roger Stone, who broke his silence yesterday on the Alex Jones show, said he wouldn't be surprised looking at this field of people if Michelle Obama doesn't jump in as the savior of the Democrat Party at the last minute. I think Roger Stone is not only always an astute political observer, but I think he's probably right about that. Joe Biden isn't going to be able to, his other son is going to keep him from winning this time based on the scandals that are there. But he's hearkening back to the loss of his son for sympathy. But, you know, there was a time when we wouldn't have taken promises like this seriously. He's talking about how he's going to do a cancer moonshot. Still, you know, we have the government is the biggest obstacle to people being able to keep their food safe, keep their environment safe. You know, we have all these different organizations like the EPA, the FDA. What do they do? Well, they're actually typically captured by the agencies that they're supposed to regulate. I just reported a few days ago how there are 85 different pesticides that are banned in the rest of the world that our EPA says is okay, like glyphosate, Roundup that Monsanto sells, and how they went to the federal government to protect them when they were being shut down in local jurisdictions. People who were farmers who understood the issues involved in rural areas were saying, we're going to ban it here in this community. We don't want this poison. It's poisoning the land where we can't grow other crops. It's poisoning the water, the aquifer. And it is accumulating in our food supply. We've had now three different lawsuits, $80 million, $260 million, $2 billion against Monsanto. And yet, where are the lawsuits that protect us from vaccines that damage or kill people? Oh, we're prohibited by the government protecting the pharmaceutical industry. As they work with their partners who have social media, who have control of the search engines and so forth, to shut down our information so that we can even be informed. They don't care about our consent. They've made that very clear. And they don't want us informed either. And so just as we saw over the weekend, Natural News, shut down. 3 million people following on Facebook, shut down. You cannot be informed about health risks, about the poor job that the government is doing. They say they're going to protect the environment, they're going to protect your food, your drugs, and yet they extend their control into areas for which they've never had any constitutional authority, which they never even claimed to have any regulatory authority. That is, your own cells taken from your body cannot be used to cure things like rheumatoid arthritis, MS, autism, and a whole range of diseases. They got to shut that down. So how dare this hypocrite talk about curing cancer? The cancer that is killing America right now is the government, the federal government, the FDA, the EPA, this regulatory bureaucracy. They're not our saviors. They are murderers. These people are stealing effective treatment from us. Just look at what they've done for years with medical marijuana, with CBD oil. Now they're sniffing around trying to prohibit CBD oil as well. What a bunch of criminals. What hypocrisy to say the federal government is going to be your savior. We're going to cure cancer. Yeah, it's going to be a shot, all right. It's not going to be a cancer moonshot. It's going to be a shot in your butt. That's what they're going to come up with. Meanwhile, Biden and all the candidates are leading President Trump nationally, according to a new Quinnipiac poll. And again, this is so early, you can take it with a grain of salt. And remember, we had all the polls were saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win all the way up to the very end there. They can use the polls to push any candidate, any issue, at any time. But according to this Quinnipiac poll, Biden is leading Trump 53-40. And he's currently the front runner with 30% of the Democrat voters. And then they do one-to-one matchups with the other Democrats. They say that Sanders has a 9-point lead over Trump. Kamala Harris has an 8-point lead. Elizabeth Warren has a 7-point lead. It's so bad that even Booty Gay and Spartacus, Cory Booker, have a 5-point lead against President Trump. This can easily be won by President Trump, however, because remember, he had a campaign promise last time he ran. It was called Build the Wall. Build the Wall. That was something that's actually doable. You could actually control the border. We have the biggest military the world has ever seen, but it cannot be used to defend one border of our country. Cannot use it for that. Come on, President Trump. You know, don't just look at the portrait of Andrew Jackson. Act like him. Tell these judges to go take a hike. Tell them you'd like to see them enforce their rules. We have the border is in total meltdown. I think that's one of the reasons why President Trump is doing so poorly in the polls. That was the key issue that got him elected. And it is the key failure that can get him unelected. You need to step up. You need to protect that. You need to protect our free speech. Because these people are manipulating what people are able to hear. It's not going to be enough, I think, to have a strong economy. If you have the press and all the speech being regulated by the left, by Google, by Facebook and others, and if you don't fulfill that basic promise of protecting the border, I don't think President Trump is going to get reelected. I don't want to see these Democrats get elected. Believe me, I have differences of opinion with President Trump on many issues. I think he's done a great job on a lot of issues. I don't think these Democrats have the answers for anything. They're not going to do anything right. Everything they do is going to be attacking our liberties. And President Trump has done some things right. But he has failed on the core issues of bringing the troops home, that is a winning strategy. Protecting our border, that is a winning strategy. And those are two things that a lot of people voted for him on. That's enough to cause the swing votes to swing against him. A majority of likely voters in the swing states support ending chain migration. Think about that, President Trump. Ending chain migration and anchor babies. I mean, that is certainly those people, if they support ending chain migration, they want you to protect the border. And yet the private border wall has been, that group has been ordered to keep their gate open. This is under President Trump's administration. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
It's time. It's time to start your summer with real power. The power that God gave us through Mother Nature. We're dropping prices by 50% on all of our best-selling Force supplements to help you reach your peak strength. And the purchase of these products will help the InfoWar go to the next level as Trump and others prepare to move against big tech censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, all of the Force products are on massive 50% off. Total Super Force special sale includes 50% off DNA Force Plus,
DNA Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Brain Force Plus,
Turbo Force,
Turbo Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
Ultimate Female Force,
and 33% off the new best-selling Space Force America is Back designer t-shirt. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a sticker bomb to help fight censorship as well. Stickers are all being sold at cost.
You'll find these amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at the Quinnipiac poll that shows President Trump losing by 13 points to Joe Biden, the front leader in the Democrat Party, and losing by fairly large margins to pretty much everybody else, too, as well. The question is, what does President Trump need to do to win the election? Well, I think he's got a promise with building the wall that actually is something that is within his power as president to do. He pretends that he doesn't have the power because the Democrats don't want him to do it, because Mexico won't pay for it or whatever, but it is within his power to do that. And we just saw a private organization, the We Build the Wall, build a wall down there in a short period of time, very short period of time, for a lot less money than the federal government claims they need per mile. And they were mocked. You had BuzzFeed and the rest of the leftist press were accusing them of stealing and misleading money, misleading people on raising money there. Said they're not doing anything. They're just ripping people off. And shortly after that, they showed the wall actually going up, pictures that we have not seen of the federal government building the wall. And then they showed pictures of people running around the side of their wall, because it doesn't really help if you put a half-mile wall up when you still have you got a 2,000-mile border. And what few areas there are with a wall, is in a state of disrepair. Anything would be preferable. You don't have to build a Cadillac wall. As a matter of fact, you could put concertina wire there and federal troops on the border. So Brian Colfagy, who talked about this, showed a picture of people running around the border. Pull that up as a B-roll as we look at this. The builders of a private wall, however, in New Mexico have now been ordered by, not by Border Patrol, not by DHS, but by an international agency. I saw this and I thought, an international agency? Oh, so it's not a U.S. agency? It's an international agency that is ordering them to do this? I've never heard of this agency before. It is the International Boundary and Water Commission. And so this is kind of like a NAFTA thing or USMCA thing. This is a international commission that handles waterway issues between the U.S. and Mexico. And they're saying, you don't, we're going to tell you that you got to keep this gate open here. It's not Homeland Security that's doing it. It's not the Border Patrol, which is under Homeland Security, that's doing it. It's an International Boundary and Water Commission doing this. And so Brian says the IBCW commissioner has a bad habit of leaving gates open at our border. Last week, she left open this gate. Largest invasion on record. 1,000 crossed at once. She just locked our gate wide open for illegals to invade America. He went on to say the IBWC is a fine example of overreach and of growing too big. They're overstepping DHS, national security experts, and they're undermining President Trump. As soon as they locked our gate open, we noticed many other gates around El Paso just opened up. They're planning for a mass invasion. That's exactly it. And so President Trump wants to know what the answer to getting elected is do the same thing that got you. You can't just promise that you're going to protect the border this time. You can do that as a candidate, but it's been over 2 years now. We've never seen the border in such a state of chaos, completely overrun. And it's because we're allowing people who don't have the authority to dictate what's going on there. These federal judges who are enjoining you, President Trump, don't have any more authority to stop you from doing your constitutional duty than the International Boundary and Water Commission has the authority to keep our border open. They don't have the authority. Again, the founders of this country, and you can read the Constitution for yourself or get some lawyers to help you with that. The founders of this country understood, even Alexander Hamilton, the big government founder, the guy who wanted a strong central government, more so than anybody else, pretty much, said the judiciary is the least dangerous because they don't have the ability to enforce their edicts. They were set up. Originally, they just envisioned them to settle disputes between different states and with things that were in federal courts. And, of course, there weren't going to be that many federal laws because under the Constitution, and they made it clear with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, that if they hadn't been expressly delegated issues, they didn't have the authority to rule on anything. So you shouldn't have any federal courts ruling as to when life begins or what the definition of marriage is or all this other minutia that they have interjected themselves into. That is all federal overreach. And now we've got overreach by an international committee, an international agency that's not even American. And this is one of the reasons why the USMCA is not the right way to proceed. It's just NAFTA 2.0, and it is the sovereignty issue that is the most important problem with NAFTA, and that sovereignty issue is still there exactly the same with the USMCA. Any trade disputes are going to be determined by arbitration of an international body, just like this international body is saying you got to keep the border open. An international body will determine what we're going to be able to do as an economy here because they will determine the trade between the three countries. President Trump has always talked about bilateral trade agreements, and he's absolutely right about that. He was just in the UK talking about a bilateral trade agreement, saying it's going to be much easier for us to do this and we can come up with something that is mutually beneficial, but when we're working two nations at a time. But it isn't going to happen when the UK has to go through the European Union. And it's not going to be in our benefit in terms of the trade that we're setting up between Canada and Mexico to have to go through a international organization that's going to determine what's going to be done and adjudicate that in terms of arbitration and so forth. That's one of the biggest issues with NAFTA. It destroys our sovereignty. That was what it was designed to do. That's what these trading blocks are designed to do. First, they destroy your sovereignty with a promise of economic trade, and then they move for political consolidation with these different blocks. And just setting up a deal that temporarily helps one group of farmers or one industry or whatever is not going to be a reasonable exchange for the loss of our sovereignty. Nothing is worth losing our sovereignty, not appeasing any group of voters, not appeasing any industry. And you can see that here with this International Boundary and Water Commission. So if President Trump wants to get elected again, his path is going to have to be through swing states. We still have the Electoral College, and I think we're going to be able to keep it for at least one more election. And if you got the Electoral College, that means the swing states like Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Wisconsin, where a Zogby poll says the majority of people are concerned about chain migration. Well, chain migration is when you have newly naturalized citizens bringing in foreign relatives. Nearly 70% of our immigration occurs that way. And that includes anchor babies. We all thought that President Trump perhaps might do something about anchor babies. We all really did believe he was going to build a wall. Well, President Trump, you need to stop the welfare magnet. Just stop giving free education, free services to people who are not even American citizens. Stop it for them. That's a no-brainer. That should be a no-brainer for the Republicans to stop the welfare state for people who are not even citizens of this country. Put Americans first in your welfare state if you're not going to stop the welfare state. Next thing, you put up a wall and then you stop the chain migration. If you do that, I think you would win those people in those swing states. But if you've got 90% of the asylum seekers skipping their hearing, just being given a slip of paper that they can then take to fly on an airplane, and the federal government flies them at taxpayer expense into our country, not back home. They're not even, as a New American points out, illegals are no longer evading capture. Why? They want to be caught. Why? Well, because they get that slip of paper and they're immediately in the welfare system. And you got the judicial system usurping the authority to shut down President Trump, just like this International Water Boundary Commission does. And you got to stop that. One of the most important things we could do to save this country would be to stop the overreach of the judiciary. Well, we're just about out of time. I just want to remind you again about the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because you are our sponsors. And if you don't sponsor us with the products we have at InfoWars, we will go away. That's how we fund this program and everything that we do here. We've got some great specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com to help you to do that, to help you with your health, with your family's health. We have 50% off of all of our Force products, Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force, and Ultimate Female Force, all of those 50% off. We have a special on Silver Bullet. That's our colloidal silver. Save 20%. Just use the code David at checkout. That's just for our listeners. Use the code David at checkout to save 20% off a Silver Bullet. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Libertarian. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Libertarian. Thank you.